and share your QSL reports. This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Episode number 43. I am your host. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday evening. All right, I started off there with a song from Jean-Jacques Perry and Gershon Kingsley. And that was a song composed by Gershon Kingsley called Carousel of the Planets. And people who follow me on Twitter might have seen a post I did a couple days ago about the passing of Gershon Kingsley. He passed away about a week ago. He was 97 years old, so we can't complain about that. That's a good long life, and he left us with a lot of amazing music. And I'd just like to read the little bio here on the back of the record that I played a song from, Spotlight on the Moog, which came out in 1967. Gershon Kingsley, whose musical talents were pooled with those of Mr. Perry to produce the selections on this recording, is a musician, composer, and director of wide attainments who moves with equal ease in the atmosphere of the concert hall and the Broadway musical. He studied at the Los Angeles Conservatory, Columbia University, and the Juilliard School of Music in New York. On Broadway, he has served as arranger and conductor of La Plume de Montante, Fly Blackbird, and the revival of Mark Blitzstein's The Cradle Will Rock. So yeah, there's a bit of information on Gershon Kingsley. He also put out a bunch of solo records, and I haven't been able to find any of those yet, but of course they're on my list. And if I do find them, I will play them for you in the future. So once again, Thank you, Gersh and Kingsley, and rest in peace. So a few shows back, I played a song by a Polish singer named Jolanta Borusiewicz. And when I was Googling her, I came across a few other Polish groups from the late 60s and early 70s that sounded pretty interesting, so I wanted to hear some more. And I put in some orders, and a couple records came in the mail last week, and I'm really excited to share a couple of those with you tonight. So this first one is by a group called Grupa ABC, and the song is called Rezim Zanami. So put on your dancing shoes, get out of your seats, and shake your butts. Thank you. mixture, amazing stuff from Poland, 1966. That was Nebesko Czarny with Kulawi Wojtek is the name of the song. And that was from an album called Alarm. And yeah, like I said at the intro to this set, I was reading a bit about Polish groups from the 60s, and I listened to a couple of those songs from those guys and was really interested. So I found this LP and the Grupa ABC song that I started the set off with. I got a couple of 80s reissues, and I ordered them from a gentleman in Poland, and they arrived early this week, and they're both amazing. I can really recommend them. So again, that was Nebesko Czarny. Yeah, the spelling is a bit crazy, so email me if you want to know more about them. Before Nebesko Czarny, that means black, blue and black, by the way. Before them, I played a Quebec gentleman named Roger Simard, and his orchestra doing their cover of Mary Mary. Yeah, pretty tight groove on that one. And I started off the set there with Grupa ABC, Group ABC, I guess, with Rizem Zinami, which is Together With Us, is what they've translated the title as. And that came out in 1970. And also, if you search on Amazon even, that's where I found this. There was a best of CD, which was super, super cheap, and it's amazing. So it has this full LP that I got the 80s reissue of, but it also has a four-song EP that was recorded before that LP, which is also amazing. So I recommend both of those. Grupa ABC, I'm mixing both of them there. If you search Grupa ABC, you should be able to find them. Highly recommended. Okay, so yeah, I didn't get a chance to go digging this week. I think this is maybe the first time I haven't dug for a show. Oh, it just hit me there. Yeah, well, things are busy, so it's bound to happen. I wanted to play this song. This also came up on my Twitter feed. It's a bit more positive news than the passing of Gershon Kingsley. But Nightmares on Wax, old school UK techno guy, posted that it was the 30th anniversary of his first single on Warp Records. It came out on December 11th, last week. The song Dexterous came out on a 12-inch with the regular mix on the A side and the downbeat mix on the B side. And he tweeted about the downbeat mix that it was actually a four-track demo recorded on a multi-track cassette recorder using an SH-101 Roland synth and a Casio SK-1, which some of you might remember as being the first budget keyboard with sampling. So they used that and a borrowed TR-808 drum machine. And he also mentions that he had to nudge the tempo to keep it in time. And if you listen closely to this, you'll be able to hear it. So here's Nightmares on Wax with Dexterous, 30 years ago. I'm
The only thing I like bright beside my name and lights is the back of my head, Mr. One Stripe Red. Open my front door and watch love overrated, hate spread instead. As I witness Ed and Ted rob Fred for bread, broker in debt, so death for 2 cents. A dollar earned already spent, pocket straight to pay the rent. But money comes and goes like multiple topics and flows. Pursue the paper chase to accumulate zeros. My best is yet to arrive, write and reflect the wisdom of age. I'm defeated by the forces of life. To go back to my father died, I used to climb a tree and stare at the stars and say that's where I'll be. So I stayed up late, work hard to create, whether I wrote or masturbate, to be a name you equate with great. So the Pokemon soon read the fog, not lie. I'm your brother, 3 cheers, fully bloom, spring, bomb, bomb, through all the sexy times, spit the flame on. Now it's now simply imperial. Deploy your possibility, turn your probability into actual fact. Dad, I'm from over hiccup, I put that what you lift up. I'm gonna make you in sit-ups, you can drink snacks under the fist. Brief for deduction of percussion, you're dead to motion like a ski lodge. In the oven, that's an iron through the eye, thanks to sign, it stays closed for the season. Dead in motion. Dead in motion. Dead in motion. I'm gonna track with more fire, more fire, more fire. Pat down like you're wearing a wire inside of your hideout. Taking it up a notch when it's hot and toxins start to leak out of your skin. Murderous carcinogens, hemorrhaging the track. Ripping your cardiac, now give my shoddy act in a pair of black hard bottoms. All soldiers stand at your post. When this squad's rocking to get your arms torn off. Pile drive down to the floor like Paul Orndorff, Orndorff for my performance. I spit, make passive, that's the acid of these bastards. Shake plastic, ain't plastic, strict spastic. Craft a master, he's with a glass of shaft. After I slash rapper with a protractor, flow factor, blow back the cap of a backpack. I'm a slash, pop the album off a dab to remember the tragic. Dead in motion. Dead in motion. Dead in motion. Dead in motion.
It is what it is.
Yo, yeah, I hear cats raps, but their flames don't shoot. So I don't even wet that like a raincoat suit. So what I'm saying is this, Saeed's on top of the shit. Like I'm walking around with a toy but strapped to the hip. Packed with a gift, December 25th when I spit. From a haunted house in the city, head glitch like hit. I itch the grip, I twitch, then hit a switch. Fuck, the body's buried under the bench. That's what happens when you get hit with the sketch. Twist it up like a fence. Time condensed in a matter of minutes. I manage to battle visibility like them. Making a mess, put a dime with the wrist, drop the X. Hopping a stretch, next, hitting checks, what's next? Next. With the ill potion to keep cats on float. Dead in motion. Dead in motion. Dead in motion.
From Warp Records in that set. So that was Anti-Pop Consortium from 2002. And that song was called Dead in Motion. And that was from a promo 12-inch. That song, Dead in Motion and Bubbles. And it's Warp LP 94P is the catalog number there. And yeah, I thought I'd play that one, keeping in with the Warp theme. If it's the 30th anniversary of Nightmares on Wax's Dextrous, which I started off the set with, and it's also the 30th anniversary of Warp Records, so I have to pay some respects to that, so I thought I would share that one with you. And in the middle there, I played a song, another classic early techno house song from a guy called Gerald, Voodoo Ray, of course. And I played that one for a reason. Also in the Nightmares on Wax Twitter feed, he mentioned that they sampled, him and another guy, it was a two-man team at that time, they sampled a guy called Gerald Voodoo Ray. They couldn't hear it specifically, so I don't know if he meant borrowing elements or just a specific sound, but yeah, I love that song, so I was happy to play that one. And yeah, I started off with Nightmares on Wax, Dextrous, the downbeat mix recorded on a cassette multi-track recorder. Pretty amazing stuff. And yeah, it sounds a little bit quaint or cheesy now, I guess. I prefer his second song, Aftermath. But at the time, in the late 80s, 89 there, that was a pretty crazy song to hear. It was pretty different from the Chicago and Detroit electronic dance house music at the time. This was a lot more sparse. The stuff coming out from Nightmares on Wax, LFO, Sweet Exorcist, all the early, early Warp stuff. So yeah, Dextrous there was WAP 2, the second release on Warp Records. All right, yeah, so that was that. Now, so last week's big favorite was the steel drum record that I played, the cover of Sissy Strut by the Tripoli Steel Drum Band. And yeah, that was an amazing track. So I dug one out from the archives. This is another steel drum banger. So B-boys and B-girls, be on standby. Check it out. We'll be right back. sounding a lot like Kraftwerk there. That was Hajime Tachibana with a song called Rock from 1985. And that came out on a compilation on the Yen Records label. And before that, I played an amazing steel drum record, International Cavaliers, with their cover of the theme from SWAT, as recorded in 1977. Yeah, there's a bunch more steel drum records I'm always on the lookout for. And of course, I will share any of them that I find with you all. Just about time for some data. But before that, I have some shout outs and one other song. Let's do some shout outs now. Over on email, I heard from Gary in Indiana. He's just getting over the flu or some type of plague or something. Glad you're on the mend there, Gary. And stay well. And I also heard from Tim and Lucy in Alma, Michigan. Tim passed along a story of an experience with a Lokar. I can't remember who it was, a friend or a cousin or some relative had a Lokar back in the day in the late 70s, early 80s, and they had a canvas sunroof cover. And when they were out camping, they woke up in the morning to find a very unhappy pair of raccoons in there that had raided the cooler but couldn't get out. Amazing visual there. Thanks, Tim. I also heard from Chuck in St. Louis doing his quarterly check-in. Thanks a bunch, Chuck. Good to hear from you. And I also heard from Brian in BC. He was a fan of that Toronto punk track that I played last week by Pecola. And I also heard from Alonso in Austin, Texas for the first time. He said he had tuned into the show before, but it was the first time hearing from him. So that's great. Thanks for taking a moment to email Alonso. And he was also a fan of the steel drum stuff, as were lots of people. And I also got some very nice decodes from Steve and Fred. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Over on Reddit, quick shout outs to Drew Box, Lost Scout 99, Mark C, Mr. Zoe, and the Sock Emporium. Thanks for checking out the show, and I hope you are able to catch the show tonight. And finally, over on Twitter, I got some nice decodes from Hal, Fi, Mitch, and Zach. Thank you very much for posting those. Also, shout outs to Al, Kawasaki, AA, Hachi, Yon, Ni, Shortwave Radiogram, Kim Andrew Elliott. Please check out that show if you don't already. Vinay, Church of Ryantology, F4ECA Fred, DRMNA.info, Brian W8LN, listening in North Alabama. Thank you very much, Brian. And finally, over on HF Zone, I almost forgot again. Can you believe it? Hello to Frigid, Daz, Master Player 30, Alba, and everyone else hanging out at the HF Zone Discord chat group. So if you go to hfzone.org, we'll lead you to a nice website with lots of shortwave info and also the aforementioned chat group. And I usually poke my head in there to say hi to everyone. So I'd love to see you in there as well. And if you'd like to get in touch and send me your reception report and let me know where you're listening from, my email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And you can also catch me on Twitter. This is a music show with no W on the end is where you can find me on Twitter. And also pinned to my the top of my Twitter is a link to vote for the top 25 secondhand finds of 2019. So the next two shows, next week and the week after Christmas and New Year's, I'm going to be playing the top 25 finds that I picked up this year. So I'd love to have your help. Please go to Twitter/thisisamusicshow without a W. Don't forget the .com as well. And vote. You don't have to vote for a bunch of songs. You can vote for as little or as many as you'd like. I'd love to hear from everyone out there. And I hope that you'll tune in the next couple of weeks and see what gets put together. And speaking of programs, shortwave programs, Also, last weekend was a rare broadcast of the Lost Discs radio program. Sorry, I wasn't able to give you a heads up. They're not super great at giving me a heads up until the night or day of, the night before the day of. It's an amazing show. Last week's show was super amazing, and they post a recording of it online. If you go to Lost Discs Radio, and that's discs with a C, .com, you'll find a link to the most recent show, and they played an hour of amazing, rare 45s, and there were a lot of great songs on there. So please do check them out. And also be sure to check out VORW and also, let's see, Glenn Hauser's World of Radio, and of course, Kim Andrew Elliott's Shortwave Radiogram, and all the pirates that you can find. Please check them out and email them all. They would love to hear from you. Okay, so it's just about time for some data, but before that, I would like to warm up your data decoding software. So it might be pretty noisy, this next song. So feel free to turn it down if it's not your thing. Watch it in the waterfall and try and decode it with different things like Feld Hell or WeFax or any other sort of graphical stuff and see what you get. All right, here's Autechre. I'm going to go to the next one. often hear that sort of music on shortwave, so it's always a treat to play it. That was some Autechre. I've played them before. From their 2013 quadruple LP box set called Exai, that song was called Fleur, as in flower, I suppose. Yeah, there's no shortage of auto-iterative sound structures using devices with hacked firmware. If you're into that sort of thing, there are many, many, many hours of that sort of stuff. So please check them out if you're interested in that kind of thing. All right, speaking of data sounds, here's some more real data this time. MFSK 64 text and image. There was this week's image and text. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com or please post them to social media, Twitter and the like. I'd love to see your results and please let me know where you're listening from. And of course, reception reports without all that digital stuff are more than welcome. I would love to hear from you. And also, speaking of Twitter, head over there to follow a link to vote for your favorite songs that you've heard on This Is a Music Show in the year 2019. I would love to see what you guys think, and I'll share my results with you in the next couple of weeks. So again, please tune in next week and the week after to hear the top 25 songs of the year as you've heard on this show. All right, so I have one last song for you tonight. It's an early synthesizer track from originally from 1974, and it's by Laurie Spiegel, a pioneer in electronic music. And this song is called Appalachian Grove. I hope you dig it. All right, this was a music show, episode number 43. I am your host. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll be back next week. Good night.